Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. I have not heard a peep out of Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler today. I do not know if Leroy Butler is coming. Do you know if Leroy Butler is coming?
Yeah, I think he's going to be here.
He is coming.
We just don't know. We just haven't gotten a confirmation text because I know he wants to talk about his boy, Thon Maker.
His boy. He likes Thon?
I don't know. I just kind of made it up just now. I thought it was his boy.
I Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal.
I know he want to talk about his boy Stanley Johnson.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Matt Velasquez joins us coming up later this hour, 2:48 from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He'll give us his thoughts on the bust for bust trade that happened earlier today by the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll check with Adam McKelvey from Brewers.com coming up and MLB.com coming up at 3:48. A lot of different rule changes being thrown out there by the Players Association and by the owners. Rule proposals, most of them are trash, but we'll see what Adam McKelvey thinks coming up at 3:48. Pitchers and catchers, just a few days away from reporting to Maryvale. The bus, or the truck, I should say, for the Brewers has already left and headed down to the new complex, redone complex in Maryvale. Okay, so we'll start off talking about the Bucks, obviously.
You sound very thrilled about that, Steve.
And Stanley Johnson.
The Bucks.
You ever have that guy, that friend, that just wears you out with arguments? Just like you get into it, and it just goes and goes and goes. By the time you're done with it, you're just like, dude, I'm just exhausted. Like, just going back and forth. I went back and forth with one of my friends today.
See, Steve, let me just say this and say that. I don't have time for those people in my life. You know why?
Why?
Because I have to deal with your ass every day.
Sure, okay, that's fine. But either way, so I went back and forth with this dude. That's a fair point. I understand that.
But I'm not trying to do that.
I went back and forth with this dude for quite a while today, back and forth, about this whole Bucks Thon Maker.
Only person I'm going back and forth with is you.
Understand. And you and I don't do it on text hardly ever.
Never.
Because
this is
we
it.
Only do it on the air. And yes. Then after that, we'll send
great.
Each other something that
Which
we see
great.
Something. Did
yeah.
you see this? Did
Which
you see this? Can you believe
yeah.
this?
Which is great.
That's about it.
Yeah. So you're going back and forth.
Listen, I'm going to try and do this again. Because I don't think anybody believes me. And
what?
Thon Maker and his agent both wanted him to play more minutes.
Yes.
It wasn't going to happen.
How do you
in
not
Milwaukee,
see that?
Because I still get this, well, Thon wanted to be here. Now they traded Giannis's boy, and this is going to be a mess.
He didn't want to be here.
Listen.
Well, he did want to be here, though, Steve.
Sure, but he can't play, so he wants to go
here.
Somewhere else where he can play.
Well, no.
And how can you be mad at that?
No, you can't.
No.
No,
he
can't.
Wants to make money. And as
you
I've
can't.
Said, listen, Giannis gets it, right? He's not going to try and be mad because Thon Maker wants to make more money for himself at some point. He's not going to make any money for himself. Sitting over here playing no games or playing 5 to 6 minutes a night, it's not going to happen. Now, how many minutes will he get in Detroit? I don't know. The one good thing he's got going for him, Gary, is their head coach is the former Raptors head coach. Thon Maker shows out when he plays Toronto. So Casey has seen Thon at his best in the playoffs last year, so he knows what Thon's capable of.
Steve, he's going to start alongside Blake Griffin.
Got Andre Drummond.
All three of them.
You think they're going to put, well, I don't know.
Blake Griffin, Drummond, and Thon Maker. That's your front court right there, boy. What you think about that? That's some, if Leroy were here, I'd say that's some length, but that's some length.
Yeah, but who defends the small forward?
Right.
They don't have any.
Thon?
I think Thon.
Blake?
I think Thon rotates in with those other two and gets 20 okay. minutes a night or whatever.
Boy, just think if they started off.
But again,
three of
those guys. He's 21? 2021?
You sure he's 21?
He's got a long ways to go before you can say Thon Maker's career sucked or whatever. But from the aspect of what the Bucks are trying to do right now, he's not a piece that matters. He's just not. He wasn't helping you win, and for the most part, he wasn't really costing you games either. No. So moving Thon Maker for anything was acceptable if they didn't want to be here and they wanted to go play somewhere else, him and his agent. That's fine. Said it before, a second-round pick would have been good for me. Don't care. Stanley Johnson, he's a first-round bust for the Pistons who hasn't worked out for them. So essentially what this is, a bust for a bust trade. The difference, though, in my opinion, is I think Detroit gets the better deal because Thon has more upside and more long-term projection if they're willing to stick with him the next couple of years to see if that can work out one way or the other. Stanley Johnson played his college basketball and all that other stuff and just hasn't panned out. But again, a couple games ago, he had 21 points and 7 boards for the Pistons. So there's something there. Now, whether or not Budenholzer can get the something out of Stanley Johnson, I don't know. Talked to our guy in Detroit after the trade, Jeff Rieger, who couldn't come on today.
911?
Yeah. He texted me back. He said he'll never see the light of day in Milwaukee, LOL. Meaning there's no way he's going to see any time off the bench in Milwaukee. That was his take, and he's been following Stanley Johnson his whole career. But if that's going to be the case, Gary, I'd rather would have just had a second-round pick then. If dude ain't going to play, just give me a second-round pick for Thon, and you can have him. Like,
right.
If we're getting somebody that's not going to contribute anyhow, I'd rather would have had the second-round pick. So that's what makes me think that the Bucks think that they can get something out of this guy. And you know how it works in all sports.
We're changing
if
series,
you like
Steve.
Somebody coming out of college – in the draft, and then that team lets him go, you think you can fix him.
Right.
So I'm going to give it a shot now.
Right.
That's what happens.
That's what Ron Wolf said about Brett Favre.
That's one. Yep. Desmond Howard.
They like Brett coming out of Southern Miss, buried. Now, you think Stanley Jones is going to be equivalent to Brett Favre?
No.
Okay.
Yep. No.
No, okay.
I don't foresee that happening.
Okay.
But I just don't think anybody, and we'll take calls, but I just don't think.
Can we take calls?
Well, they're already calling. So
okay, good.
I don't think anybody can be mad about this trade. Like, what did you think they were going to get for this dude? There was some wild crap out about, they want a first-round pick. Nobody's giving you a first-round pick.
So, Steve,
now, Stanley
normally,
Johnson technically was a first-round pick who's a bust, but an actual future first-round pick for no, come on.
Steve, normally this is how this works, okay, on teams. Most folks don't know. If Giannis and Thon are boys, which they are, you know Thon has said something to Giannis, I want to play. He confided in him.
Giannis knew.
Yeah, he confided in him. Man, I want to play. I should be playing more. Man, I want to play. I should be playing more.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Giannis went to Budenholzer and tried to stand up for his guy Thon.
Well, and then he probably said, you know, if they don't play me, I'm going to want to be traded. We've seen this happen a million times in locker rooms. So, and I'm sure this probably went on for a while. And I can guarantee you he probably even went to Budenholzer and said,
for sure,
dude, I want to play.
Why aren't I playing? Right.
Because, Steve, if you got kids in sports, kids come home, they're bitching about their playing time to you, right?
Thankfully, I haven't had that yet.
It's coming.
It probably will be, yep.
And then here's what you're supposed to say. You need to go talk to your coach. Hey, you know, I can't talk to him. You go talk to him. So you know he went and talked to Budenholzer, and Budenholzer probably gave him a line or two or whatever. We're working in there. We're going to try, blah, blah, blah. This is rotation. Here's what you got to do to get better, to get in rotation, blah, blah, blah. Thon knows he's been strung out here. And then Thon got frustrated and called his agent, said, I want out.
Maybe very well could have happened.
Giannis do this going all the time.
But instead, the other story that's out there is people think the agent – did this on his own.
Okay.
And see, his agent looking out for Thon saying, dude, you have to make more money. This is stupid. I'm not watching this anymore.
Then you know what?
Then Thon could have gotten rid of his agent.
You need to fire your agent.
That's what I've been telling everybody.
Then you know what?
Then fire him.
His agent should have been. And see, now here's the thing.
You're acting if his agent,
was fired the next day after this went down.
Then you know that's what happened.
Then you know that was happened.
Yep.
And then he's still on the team. Because he would go in and boot hole and say, hey, y'all know I was unhappy. I was unhappy, but I didn't tell my agent to go do this.
Right.
He is no longer with me.
Done.
And then had he done that,
he'd still be here.
He'd still be on the team.
No doubt. But I probably
didn't. That's how that works, Steve.
I agree. You and I are on the same page. I don't disagree with anything you said.
You don't fry your agent, that means you had something
You're
to do with
on
it.
The same page then. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us
you want to take
at 105.7 FM, The Fan. If you want to get in on Thon Maker and Stanley Johnson, to be honest with you, I didn't think anybody really cared enough to call about
Let's
this,
about
but
it.
Clearly I was wrong. Michael, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Michael?
What's going on, man? I say this is a prime example of you sticking your foot in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you want to walk away from a winning situation because you ain't playing? But as you being a professional ball player, this is for everybody. When you get in, you're supposed to take advantage. And Thon Maker wasn't doing that. So he can't be mad at nobody for not letting him play. He wasn't doing that. You know, he played good in the summer league. I thought he was going to do that when he got on the court with us, but he didn't.
He's shown flashes. Played well in the Toronto series in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, he played well, but he wasn't snapping. He wasn't going off, and you got dudes at your height playing them positions. Like, man, you on the team with Giannis. Come on, man.
But see, that's the thing, though, man. Dude works out with Giannis. Dude was practically Giannis's right hand. Everywhere Giannis went, Thon went. Giannis took him to the All-Star game last year. They traveled together. I mean, these two guys are tight. And like Giannis said earlier today, he's like my little brother. And now he's gone. That is kind of what the deal is. And I'm telling you, Giannis, I'm sure, was made well aware by this Bucks team that if he wants to be traded, fine. He's going to be traded. And you're going to have to understand that, Giannis. They had to have told Giannis before this happened that they were eventually going to try and move him.
Wherever he go, he going to be sitting at home like, man, I'm not in the playoffs. My team in the playoffs, he's going to be feeling very stupid.
But I don't
guarantee you that.
But at 21, thanks for the call. This is the thing. At that young of age, you aren't ring chasing.
No.
That young of age, he's trying to figure out, how do I make my big money off of my rookie deal? And right now, he's not in a position to make any money off of this current rookie deal because he hasn't done anything. So he's got to get some run consistently to be able to put up some decent numbers to go make $10, $12 million, whatever it is, coming up on that next contract. Mm-hmm. Brogdon's a restricted free agent this summer. Brogdon's going to make some money.
Yeah,
that's where Thon wants to be in a couple of years when he gets that same opportunity to get to restricted free agency. That was not happening here. And it wasn't going to happen here because they're playing to win right now. Plain and simple.
And I'm just going to say this, Steve, and I believe.
If this was the Larry Sanders, Brandon Jennings Bucks, he would have got plenty of run. Because they weren't competing. They were trying to build for the future.
There was nothing going on. But, and sometimes, and I think the whole Kevin Garnett thing got to his head. I think he's better. I think he, which is okay. I think he thinks he's better than what he really is, which is, that's fine. You should have that kind of confidence in about yourself. I mean, I'm okay with that. But we made a big deal of him with this whole Kevin Garnett thing, and you know, and you can see that he has some confidence coming in. Hey, I applaud Jason Kidd for bringing in Kevin Garnett because that's what you're supposed to do, is try to make your players better for some of the better players. And we bought into that stuff too, hook, line, and sinker, that he was going to be the next Kevin Garnett. Well, not really the next Kevin Garnett, but because Kevin Garnett even said it.
Chance to be a star player, though.
Yeah, right. And Garnett even said
it. Not going to be Giannis, but he had a chance to be at least a star.
I go, Kevin Garnett, you're just trying to make some money here. But
he was making money.
Listen, good for Thon. You get an opportunity to go somewhere and play. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Good trade for the Bucks.
Yeah, I think it's a great trade for the Pistons.
It's a great trade for the Pistons, too.
Right. But. Again, how does this?
Because let's
out?
Talk about Stanley Johnson a little bit, Steve. In that, where does he sit in his contract?
Oh, yeah, I'll bring that up.
Because I think I briefly looked at that a little bit today. I mean, you make clear a little money there.
Well, that's what this is all about.
Next year
for
the Bucks,
right? That's what it's all about. It's about the summertime and trying to figure out how you're going to get Middleton back.
Yeah.
How you're
going to
get
clear a little money?
Bledsoe back. He has. 2019, $4.48 million, and then restricted free agent in 2019. So, whatever. I mean, I don't – if they get rid of him, if I'm looking at this right, and I might not be, a cap hit of $11.8 million. So, I don't think he's going anywhere. I would assume he's here or they trade him again, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not a big cap contract guy necessarily.
No, me neither.
Velasquez can help us with that when he comes on at 2:48. So let's go to KJ and Stalas. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky GE?
Yeah,
thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, good luck to Thon Maker in his endeavors in Detroit. Hope he has a good career there. I want to address the psychological aspect of this trade going forward with Giannis and his statement that he made today. Obviously, you know, there's a camaraderie between Thon and Giannis. You know, like he said, it's like his little brother. But I look at it this way. I don't think Giannis has maturity level yet to be able to deal. Can you imagine with a trade that they would have possibly made or may still make for AD and getting rid of everybody in that locker room for him, how Giannis would approach that mentally based on, you know, he's a very emotional guy. I don't think he has a level of maturity to be able to deal with that like a LeBron James would.
Who?
Giannis.
Oh, come on, KJ.
Come on, GE.
Come on, KJ. I
like
you
really
it.
Think you
I
really
like
think
you a lot.
He could deal with losing Middleton, Brogdon.
Oh, well, that's not the case right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I'm looking at it from the aspect of if he can't deal, you know, he's having a problem with Thon Maker going
Who said
away.
He's having a problem with Thon Maker? Who said that?
Well, he said that in his – he said this it hurts more than any other trade or anything else that's happened
yeah,
so
it does.
Far in the NBA.
Yeah, 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 but he knew it was going to happen.
He said it's the business side of the deal.
Yeah, he knew it was going to happen.
I get that, you know, but I'm saying from a psychological standpoint, I don't think he'd be able to deal with losing all those guys.
No.
I really don't.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the phone call.
Yep.
Oh, I would suck for sure.
Okay.
I mean, if it's Giannis and Brogdon and that's it next year.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
That's going to suck.
It's going to suck for everybody, not just Giannis.
Yes.
Budenholzer will be depressed. They're all going to be depressed if that's how this ends up. Yeah. So that's
I would
not
agree
just
with that.
That's not just a Giannis thing.
No.
That's just everything.
Yeah, that's it. That's not a Thon Maker thing. That's like everything.
Correct. I got a tweet here.
Go ahead and tweet it.
Craig said, someone tell Sparky the Bucks didn't play Toronto in the playoffs last year. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. That was Boston 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's correct. I just tweeted back.
Why would he say someone tell him when he just told you?
Right. I tweeted back, ha ha ha, that's true. I'm old. That was my response. Joe tweets at the fan about Thon Maker, who's a fun energy guy, but in the grand scheme of things, not a huge loss. Will miss his sporadic good defense. Sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue with Thon.
Mm-hmm.
It was hit or miss what Thon you were going to get on a given night.
Yeah.
And dare I say, similar to John Henson early in his career. Where Hanson one night would look pretty good, and then you wouldn't see the same John Henson in two or three games.
How is this parallel to Ty Montgomery? Because this was a high pick, though. Montgomery spoke out. We saw him say it. We saw it. We heard him, saw him say it. With Thon, it's a little conspiracy theory. He didn't necessarily say it, but his agent said it. And then he was
like
interviewed.
Gary said.
He didn't turn it down.
Like Gary said.
And then they moved the guy.
If you didn't want your agent to say it, fire him the next day and be like, I didn't tell him to say that. He said that on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer associated with him. I'm looking for new representation.
Yeah.
Guess what? He's still a Buck.
No.
Did he? No.
His agent did his job.
He never at any point came out and said, well, no, my agent is lying.
Right.
I didn't ask my agent to do that. Never,
you're
ever,
a very
ever.
Competitive guy.
Yeah.
So what's his name?
Gary.
Gary's competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm competitive. If you're sitting on a winning station, okay, and you get no run, but hey, you're on the team, great. You gonna just not say nothing?
Leroy.
Or you gonna go to a bad radio station, get all the Steve Sparky Pfeiffer show, but your ratings are terrible. Which one you want?
But I get paid more?
Money is money. They all money. They all their money guaranteed.
No. You're wrong.
All their money
is not money. No, he's on his rookie deal with a chance to get his big deal on his second deal.
Right.
He's not going to make any money on his second deal not playing in Milwaukee, Leroy.
If he was not playing, maybe I'm confusing some people. If he was with the Bucks, he's on a winning team.
So what? That doesn't get you paid.
He ain't said nothing. That's why coaches get other jobs, Steve, because they're on winning organizations. They ain't call the plays, but they get jobs.
Right. If he averages.
Am I right or wrong on that? I think
coaches. Assistant coaches. So if Thon averages 10 minutes here and 5 or 6 points a night, winning team, though, or he plays in Detroit, averages 25 minutes a night and averages 12 to 14 points a game, which Thon gets paid more?
I think it's a horse apiece. I learned that in Wisconsin. Because people are going to say, hey, man, this guy works out with Giannis.
Who cares?
That's just little brother.
No, numbers. No.
It may be something there.
Numbers.
I'm going to call him and then say, why you took this guy number 10? What was he, 10? 11? What? No, it was.
I keep talking about you.
Hold on. To your parallel? You were just bringing up that analogy before?
Yeah.
See Rami Makhlouf. Next question. Let's go to...
Okay, you lost me with that one. Well, I love Rami.
That's exactly what he did.
But see, you can't be putting people's personal business out there.
But that's what it is.
We're doing hyperbole and what ifs. Don't be doing real life. Don't be doing that, Steve.
Hey, listen to me. Steve.
No, don't do that.
And if I would have been
Rami... Use anybody else.
No.
Use an NBA guy.
No.
Don't be trying to win the argument about using facts.
Leroy.
Don't use facts.
Leroy. If I was in Rami's shoes, I would have done the same thing.
Right.
Hey, Tom.
We all would have done
Parker. Parker's standing right outside the door. You heard that?
Yeah.
Steve looking to leave.
Hey, man, somebody offers him big money in New York or Chicago. He's going to leave, too.
Taking you with you.
Right. I'm just telling you. I mean, that is pretty much kind of the same thing to a certain degree.
I think that.
You have a chance to go better yourself and make more money.
Yeah.
You should do that.
I'm going to let it go after this. I promise I'll let it go after this. But I don't think I'm going to blame Thon for forcing his way out like Ty Montgomery. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, I'm not blaming him.
Who said that?
No, I was thinking about the impact when Ty Montgomery left the barbershop, went crazy. Why are they letting the brother go? Because he spoke out. And the same thing, people saying, what's wrong with a guy saying he wants to play? What's wrong with that? Isn't that a competitive spirit? I mean, you know, Lonnie and Ram and all you guys, y'all be around kids. These kids come to you, they want to play. But it's better for you to go and say, I want to play, than your parent to say, play my son.
Right.
Don't be LeVar Ball, is what I'm saying.
He's chirping again.
Be the player. I don't mind Thon Maker saying that. I would have rather him owned it when Eric Names, who I like and got his book, hey, man, I said it. I didn't mean it like that, but I want to play. I didn't mean for it to get out like that, but I want to play. I want to play on a winning team. But what's wrong with a guy saying he want to play? I think he got too much bad press for that. That he wants to play.
I agree. If he wants out, then trade him. That's
so now
what I said.
He can go there
and go play.
And he'll go play, and they'll probably start him. And he'll look good.
Oh, he won't start.
But the Bucks fans will see him slam dunking, score like you say 25 points. Oh, we should have kept him.
That will be an interesting. There are a bunch of Bucks fans that are not happy they traded Thon Maker because Thon was one of their favorite players.
But that's what I tell my dad.
I love
Thon.
That's
the reason why he wasn't playing, because they were going to trade him.
That's what I've been saying.
Right.
But I love Thon Maker. He's one of the best interviews we've ever had out of that locker room since I've been here. I'm a big Thon Maker guy. But I'm not going to put that on him saying he forced his way out. In that situation, he should have done what he did, and so should his agent. They did the right thing.
Yeah, go to a bad team and play.
Right, play and get your contract. That's right.
Would you want to go to a bad team and play or still a winning team and not play?
If I'm going to get paid more on the bad team? I think the money's the same. No, it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
It's about real.
Yeah, it is.
No. Charles, it's Northside, same. You're next on the fan. What's up, Charles?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, what's up, Big Show? Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, I just want to just make a comparison, man, to I think this whole situation is a mismanagement thing. If you look at how they brought along DJ Wilson, his rookie year, they put him in the G League or the D League or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they're bringing him along slowly. I think they kind of threw Thon out there. When Jason Kidd was here, and they made him a starter, and then it was like back and forth. He would get minutes, he would play, and then he would not play. And then I think, you know, a coaching change, all that has a lot to do with it. But I really like the kid. I think overall you got to give him props because his attitude has been positive. I've been a season ticket holder for the last 2 years, and from what I've seen, the guy is a positive kid, and he's always cheering his teammates on and everything. And I just think that they just kind of gave up on the kid too soon. But I'm happy for him. I'm glad that he's going to hopefully get a chance to play, and at the end of the day, man, I just think it's just a mismanagement whole situation from the way that they did the kid. I think if they did him like how they did DJ Wilson, I think he would be a lot better off in the long run.
Fantastic point.
No, it is.
Great point. Now, Thon would have been hurt before we go to a break. He probably would have been hurt if we sent him to the G League because he would have tore it up like Chris Wood. He would have tore it up 30, 30, and 30. I saw Deion Sanders 30th. That's the best I've ever seen.
But
he would have been putting up big numbers.
But, Leroy, your coach
at
a high school.
Okay? Which high school, though? I'm trying to set. Which one?
Tallahassee Leon.
Okay. All right.
You head coach at Tallahassee Leon.
Yep.
You got this young running back. You bring your boy, which would be me, down at a.
Dinah?
Yeah.
Okay.
To run
through. Steve, he said down there. I'm just trying to keep you up with the conversation.
To run him through some drills.
Okay.
All right. You want me to teach him a couple, two, three things.
Right.
Right?
What's wrong with that?
Right? Because I'm a former pro player. You know, you want to.
I know your background. I hired you.
So right.
What's your point?
And then you say, Gary, what you think? How? Man, shoot, that boy, that bad. He bad in the Sammy Smith.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, you start doing some stuff with him. And you like, you think he bad in Sammy Smith? Man, what I told you last time, he bad in Sammy Smith. And you done went all out on the media and told him that he's the next Sammy Smith. And he believes that he's the next Sammy Smith.
Yep.
But he really ain't the next Sammy Smith.
And that's the harsh reality you're going to tell me, that he's not.
No, I'm not telling that. You bought what I told you because I'm your boy.
Right.
I.e., Kevin Garnett came in here. I.e., Kevin Garnett came in here, worked this kid out, told Jason Kidd, man, he's going to be as good as me.
It's a new regime, though. It changes.
But it followed him. And that's why we're getting these calls. Guess what? Because I think all the hype train.
He may turn out to be something like that. And he might,
our last caller is right, is they mishandled it, and they was thinking Kevin Garnett the whole time.
Possibly.
Well, he should have actually might have been in the D-League.
Like DJ Wilson, he said.
Yeah, and developed that, but we bought the hype train. And there was no way.
He's a top pick. We supposed to bought it.
Maybe you could. Maybe, I don't know. Could Budenholzer come in here at the beginning of the year and send him down to the, I don't think you can do.
Yeah, he could.
They could have sent him to the G League.
Yeah. I mean, they could have, but how would that would have looked?
It would have wrecked him or it would have helped him.
We asked Matt Velasquez about this because I asked Matt Velasquez about this last week.
And what
because colleges
said.
Were bringing up, why don't they just put him in the G League so he can actually get G some League, run?
Yeah, let him tear it up.
And let him figure it out. And apparently, by the sounds of it, that was beneath Thon.
Right.
Because
you get caught in that. You get caught in that.
You don't send top 10 picks to the G League, but don't. I probably would have.
You don't send
a
top.
Last phone call.
Especially you don't send a top 10 pick. Who's supposed to be the next Kevin Garnett?
Poult.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a sports flash with Jeff
Orlowski.
Yeah,
man, get me to a sports flash.
If you are
on hold. Oh, my boy here. Hey.
Right. If you're on hold.
That's my boy.
What's up, Roy Lee?
Right.
We'll get to you coming up next. 414-799-1250. Okay, tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel, joins us in about 15 minutes. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Thon Maker, traded for Stanley Johnson. And there really is no question. People are just dialing it up. So your thoughts on the trade going forward with this Bucks team. Let's go to Ronnie in Oak Creek. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, how's it going?
Going good.
So my question, I just want to see your guys' opinion on how come they didn't give him any playing time, you know? I mean, when they were down in games, I was thinking, you know, he'll come play, you know, and then you never see him on the court.
Well, it's simple. You're not good enough to get on the court. He's not going to play. I mean, if he's not good enough to get on the court or he's not consistent enough to be on the court and doing what he's supposed to do, then Budenholzer isn't going to play him the minutes that he wants to play. Plain and simple. We had Eric Name on yesterday from The Athletic, and Eric's point was if he would have just shut his mouth and his agent would have shut their mouth and they wouldn't have done this, he probably could have got more playing time because Ilyasova has been playing so bad. He could have taken Ilyasova's minutes probably at some point. That was Eric's guess at how it could play out, but that might have been a possibility.
He might have talked his way out of the court time.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as the agent that leaked that out, it was over.
I don't know. I thought he was a great player. You know, in the playoffs last year, and I mean, he's 7'1". He's, you know, played with Kevin Garnett or practiced with Kevin Garnett. I was hoping, you know, I was just I don't know, I had big expectations for him, so a little bit. I mean, I obviously our team is playing great the way it is, so I don't think he was needed, but there's always down the road something can happen or, you know, we could need him. I was thinking playoffs we might see him, so.
All right, thanks for the call. I know everybody's – not everybody. There's a lot of people connected to this dude and really want this dude to do well because he's a really nice guy.
Which is fine. He is.
He works hard. He works just along with Giannis all the way. He eats a stupid amount of food trying to put weight on. Yeah. He's doing everything he possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's a part of this of I do all this and I still don't get the run. Correct. After I do all this work all offseason and now here I am playing 3-4 minutes a night or not at all. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I put all this work in if, exactly. if I don't get a chance to get back out there again? I know everybody feels bad about this for Thon or whatever else, but if at the end of the day, in a couple of years, you know, Thon Maker's averaging 25 minutes a night for the Pistons and averaging double figures and then gets a nice contract,
right.
as a Bucks fan, you have to go, well, clearly he made the right decision. Mm-hmm. Now, if he goes to the Pistons and he gets just as much run there as he was getting in Milwaukee and they lose while the Bucks are winning, mm-hmm. then Thon Maker's probably kicking himself.
Correct.
And that's kind of what this is all about. And Stanley Johnson now has one last opportunity, short term here, to prove that he should have been a lottery pick and worth it. And if Stanley Johnson blossoms.
Was it Stanley Johnson? Was he the eighth pick?
He was high. Yeah.
I still have him, but I thought he was, eighth pick. And I thought he was one and done guy. Was it Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so he was a legitimate talent coming out. I liked him coming out of college.
He was.
And he has just not been able.
Developed.
Has not figured it out at all.
Just hadn't developed.
Ram, Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky, Leroy, Gary?
What's up, Ram?
I got a question at you, Gary, real quick.
Yeah.
Is me, you, and Leroy, we at the gym.
Yeah.
Playing 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
We need two people. And I said, Gary, man, you get the next two.
Okay.
And you see Thon, uh-huh. the minus of bonus. On the sideline,
uh-huh.
and that's one of the two you got to get. Who you gonna pick?
I see Thon and Sabonis.
Yeah,
give me Sabonis.
All right, Sabonis was on the board when they picked Thon.
Yeah, he sure was.
Okay.
Okay.
They missed him. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This new school way they do this metric analytics, I think it's cool, but you can't throw out the talent and the eye test. That's old school. That always got to come first. To me.
Well, they thought. Here's what they thought. Now, and Steve can talk to more Baron, but they thought that they can hit on another Giannis.
Another Giannis, yeah.
That's what they thought. With that length, they were going with that length because he can run. With that athletic ability, they thought that they could hit on another Giannis. That's what they thought.
Kevin Garnett was a prodigy in high school, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's not even in that conversation. I remember him in high school. The only reason he get to Paul because he couldn't pass the ACT. But I'm talking about he was NBA ready, like out the gate.
Yeah.
So when I hear these new school people come with the way they're doing this stuff, man, they be so far off base, man. And you know, Gary, you played ball in high school and Leroy, you put a lot of time in the gym. You just ain't gonna get this overnight if you ain't prepared for it up to a certain point. It just ain't gonna turn on like that. Football's a little different because you can drive and develop. Am I right?
Yes.
Because you got more person. Basketball, you got to hit. You almost got to hit like right out the gate. You got to know. And then the other thing I want to ask, just like all of you said, why didn't put him down in the G League?
Yeah.
Out the gate.
Yep. I mean, it's a good question. And we'll have Matt Velasquez on coming up, and we'll ask him the same thing.
I'll be listening. Thanks for taking
my call.
All
right, man. Take care. Sure, he's man. Coming up in the next segment. We'll get one more here. We'll take a timeout. Right. Jason on the east side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys.
What's
hey,
up?
Yeah, I just have a question because this is something that we see almost every draft class. I mean, these guys are good enough to be drafted, but not good enough to play in the NBA. And so I'm just, and I asked Sparky this question before on the postgame show, but it wasn't answered. But why can't it be like baseball where you put them, they sign a minor league contract, get $1 million signing bonus. They have a decision whether to play, in the pros and get paid for that year. And they don't take up an NBA roster spot. We see this with Christian Wood as well. This guy is ready to play. He's averaging 30, 40 points a game. He should be on the roster. He is now, but he should have been all year. He's proven that he should be playing, because he's already outdone the G League.
He's got not going to put up those numbers in the NBA. That was in the G League.
No, I get that. But I mean, we see that he's beyond his talent in the G League. We don't know if Thon can do that. I mean, the same thing that happened with what's the boy out of UNLV?
Rashad Vaughn.
Rashad Vaughn. I mean, another guy right there that you know, took up a roster spot for years. We're paying him $2.5-3 million a year. Give him $1 million signing bonus, and then you prove that you can make that money and don't take up a roster spot, and we can put somebody in there that can play.
That's a CBA. That's a collective bargaining agreement situation, which you were talking about there. Thanks for the call.
But that's why they put the G League in, for them to go down and develop guys, really. And that's how Brandon
But his point is they're not going down and developing them. They're wasting NBA roster spots, not getting sent down.
I think it's a team decision, though. That's why the first call was good, with the mismanagement part probably was. And they had some switching management for the last few years. So now it's a little bit stable, but we'll see.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, get his thoughts on this Thonmaker Stanley Johnson trade, and see if he thinks there's anything else coming down the line for the Milwaukee Bucks. The trade deadline is tomorrow. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, and this guy, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us now on the great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon.
All right, so I said Thonmaker for a bag of balls, pretty much what happened. Thonmaker for another bust. I mean, it was essentially bust for a bust. That's pretty much what the trade was, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're not too far off. They basically just said, hey, you know, we saw Thonmaker. We had a chance to see what he was all about. And let's see what Stanley Johnson's about. Maybe we can do something different with him than he brought in Detroit. And worst comes to worst, his contract is up at the end of the year. We can, you know, not give him a qualifying offer, renounce him, and just have some cap space. So, Matt, that's what it seems like.
Matt, you got Steve or
no? No, go ahead.
Matt, conspiracy theory. Well, I don't even know if it's conspiracy theory, but because we've been talking, lay this out, what you think happened on why Thonmaker trade. I lead you into it. When his agent said that he wanted more playing time, did that get him off the box?
No. Okay. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that, you know, they looked at what they have and the guys they have. They committed, you know, at least 2 years to Ersan Ilyasova. DJ Wilson's been playing really well and basically played the same position as Thon. They got Christian Wood kind of as an insurance policy. And, you know, when you have all those guys, eventually people aren't going to play. And
so you said he just wasn't
– picked the route.
So his agent coming out making that statement had nothing to do with him being moved.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so at all. I think it's possible that, I mean, and if you want to talk conspiracy theories, it's possible that the Bucks kind of let on, like, hey, Thon might not be our guy, and the agent said, hey, we want to trade, you know, to make it look like it was their idea instead of the Bucks' idea.
Mm. All right, next one. Next one would be then.
I like that one, Matt.
Isn't that a good one? The next one would be then.
Nugget.
Giannis. How does Giannis play into this Thonmaker being moved because they were so close? Does this affect him at all?
I mean, he'll be bummed about it. I mean, that's for sure. You know, they were good friends and they worked out together. But the thing about Giannis that makes things really simple is that all he cares about is winning. If they make moves that keep them winning and give them better opportunities in the future, if they didn't think that Thonmaker was going to help them in the playoffs and that maybe Stanley Johnson as a 6'7", versatile, you know, a multi-positional defender. He's not a great offensive player, but on defense, no one's knocked his defense, really. You know, but if he can just get another body off the bench to deal with all the different wings that, you know, the Celtics and the Raptors and the Sixers have, then, you know, if he can prove that, then that's all that really matters.
Matt, help me out a little bit. A lot of people are not really excited about Booten. I call him Booten, what he's been doing, because they say he won a bunch of games in Atlanta and didn't win anything back in 14 and 15. So what's the big deal? I look at it a little bit different. I don't understand. I'm around Boston fans all the time. They seem to think they're going to turn it on and the Bucks will come back to the pack. Why isn't the Bucks around the NBA getting the respect that they need?
You know, I think that, you know, it's part of this, probably a small market thing. And that teams, people are just like, oh, well, you know, they're the Bucks. Like, they haven't given us a reason to trust them yet. We haven't seen them do it in the playoffs. And they don't have as many superstars, as many big-name stars mm-hmm. as other teams. I mean, you go around those top teams in the East and say, okay, well, Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, like those guys have been multi-time All-Stars. Go to the Celtics and, you know, you have a bunch of All-Stars there and you know, all NBA-type players. And now the Sixers pick up Tobias Harris and they have a bunch of All-Stars and future stars and all that. And the Bucks, you know, they have Giannis, Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe. That's nice and good.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't gain traction as much. And so, you know, they're going to have to prove it. And, you know, Budenholzer's Hawks team was really good, and they ran into the LeBron buzzsaw, and that's kind of what happened. But his team in Atlanta, they didn't have a Giannis. They didn't have a player at that incredibly right. high level. And so that's kind of a major difference. And also this team, when you compare them to the Hawks, like, the Hawks weren't, like, stomping everybody. Like, that's what the Bucks are doing. They've won, like, I think it's, like, 29 out of 39 of their wins have been by double digits. Like, that, like, statistically, that is wild. Like, if the Celtics were doing what the Bucks are doing right now, like, everyone would be talking about the Celtics. Everyone would be talking about how they could, you know, how they could beat everybody, and now they're the heir apparent and all this stuff. But because the Bucks are doing it, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, even, like, you talked about the Tobias Harris trade. That doesn't scare me, because all of these teams, they got so many, like you said, they got so many all-stars and stars and potential great players. By the time they figure it out, the Bucks will have the one seed, and it won't matter. So my thing, I think, is advantage Bucks.
For the regular season, for sure. I think the Bucks have built a strong lead and have the opportunity to control their own destiny in terms of playoff seeding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that Sixers lineup, if they can figure it out, I mean, I don't know how they're going to figure out the depth, and maybe there'll be some guys in the buyout market or future trades or whatever. But that starting five is going to be scary. I mean, Simmons, Harris, Butler, Redick, Embiid. I mean, that's a really strong starting five with shooting, with skills at their position. You know, that'll be something that'll be a lot more formidable than what they had before the trade deadline. Now, how much those guys can bring when they're playing 40-something minutes a night in the playoffs, you know, that remains to be seen. But at least on paper, they look pretty good.
So what can we expect from the Bucks now going forward? Is this pretty much it? They're pretty much done now because they really don't have anything else worthwhile to trade?
They got to go get AD, right?
Of course. you know, but I think I don't know if they're done. I don't know if that's that yet. As of tomorrow, they'll be able to trade Jason Smith and George Hill in a package with other players if they so chose. So we'll see if that can open anything up. They have, you know, a couple second round draft picks from the Wizards that might be a little bit more valuable in 2020, 2021, with the recent news of John Wall's continued injury, travails. And so we'll have to see. I mean, if they want to get somebody on the buyout market eventually, they're going to have to open a roster spot up. And I would assume that they prefer to open a roster spot by making a trade as opposed to cutting somebody and eating their salary. So, you know, there are still potential moves to be made. And with a little bit less than 24 hours to the trade deadline, we're getting to crunch time.
He is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Joins us on the post games after each and every game. Join us again coming up this evening. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
There he is, Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Updated odds are out after the Philadelphia trade earlier today. God. We'll tell you where the Bucks are in that whole mess coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.